Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we go into Thy Word, we're asking the Holy Spirit to be with us, to open our hearts and minds, Father, to be receptive so that we can gain a better understanding in this Your Word, Father, so that we be not deceived by Satan or by mankind, but that we can gain more, Father, and be better equipped to reach out to those around us that are walking in darkness and help them to realize that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, lead them from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus, so that they not be lost, Father, and that they can become Your children. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study this morning, and we're asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the 16th chapter of 1 Kings. Now, as we begin here in verse 1, it says, then the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hananiah, against Bathsheba, saying, forasmuch as I exalted thee out of the dust and made thee prince over my people Israel, and thou hast walked in the ways of Jeroboam and hast made my people Israel to sin, to provoke me to anger with their sins. We find out there that this Jehu the son of Hananiah, was also active in the reign of Jehoshaphat over Judah. And he is credited with authoring a book dealing with the era of Jehoshaphat, which was included in the books of the kings of Israel. Now, 3. Behold, I will take away the prosperity of Bashia and the prosperity of his house, and will make thy house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. For him that dieth of Bashia in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth of his in the fields shall the fowls of the air eat. Now the rest of the acts of Bashia and what he did and his might, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? 6. So Bashia slept with his fathers and was buried in Tazara, and Elah, his son, reigned in his stead, and also by the hand of the prophet Jehu, the son of Ananiah, came the word of the Lord against Bashia and against his house, even for all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, in being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed him. Now, you see, there's been a killing going on. Even now, pardon me. Now in the 26th year of Messiah, king of Judah, begin Eliah, the son of Bashia, to reign over Israel in Tiraz 2 years, and his servant Zimri, captain of half his chariot, conspired against him as he was in Tazara, drinking himself drunk in the house of Uriah, steward of his house in Tiraza. And Zimri went in and smote him and killed him in the 20th and 7th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, and reigned in his stead. They want to be king. They just kill each other and go on. Take their place. This is what keeps the Lord upset. Now, 11. And it came to pass, when he began to reign, as soon as he sat on his throne, that he slew all the house of Bashiach, he left him not one that pisses against the wall, neither of his kinfolk, nor of his friends. Thus did Zimri destroy all the house of Bashiach, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake against Bashiach by Jehu the prophet. And for all the sins of Bashiach and the sins of Elah, his son, by which they sinned and by which they made Israel to sin in provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Now, 14. Pardon me. Now the rest of the acts of Elijah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? 15. In the 20th and 27th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, did Zimri reign 7 days in Tirzah. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. 16. And the people that were encamped heard say, Zimri fired and hath also slain the king. Wherefore all Israel made Omri, the captain of the host, king over Israel that day in the camp. Now, 17. And Omri went up from Gibbethon, and all Israel with him, and they besieged Tirzah. And it came to pass, when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the palace of the king's house and burnt the king's house over him with fire and died. He goes into a house himself here, sets the house on fire, stays there, and burns with it, committing suicide. Now, 19. For his sins, which he sinned in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, in walking in the way of Jeroboam, and his sin, which he did to make Israel to sin. 20. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri and his treason that he wrought, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? 21. Then were the people of Israel divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tabenna, the son of Jenas, to make him king, and half followed Omri 22. But the people that followed Omri prevailed against the people that followed Tibnath, the son of Ginath. So Tibnath died, and Omri reigned. In the 30th and first year of Uzziah, king of Judah, began Omri to reign over Israel. 12 years, 6 years reigned he in Tirzah. 24. And he brought the hill, Samara of Shemer, for 2 talents of silver, and built on the hill, and called the name of the city which he built after the name of Shemar, owner of the hill. Samara. 25. But Omri brought evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all that were before him. For he walked in all the ways of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in his sin, wherewith he made Israel to sin, to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities. 27. Now the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did, and his might that he showed, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? 28. So Omri slept with his fathers and was buried in Samaria. And Ahab, his son, reigned in his stead. 29. And in the 30th and 8th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. Now, and it came to pass, here in 31, it came to pass as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. Each one seems to be outdoing the other one in sin and causing the Lord God to become angry with them. Now, here at 33, where we left off, and Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger, and all the kings of Israel that were before him. In 34, in the last verse of chapter 16, in his days did Hiel the Bethelite build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abraham, his firstborn, and set up the gates thereof, and his youngest son, Segub. According to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Joshua, the son of Nun. And we have now come to the end of chapter 16. But in those last verses that we read, 32 through 34, all of the ugliness and the depravity of the Canaanite religious practices now enjoyed the official's sanction of the Israelite crown, along with the continued state of religion of Jeroboam, now, the rebuilding of Jericho was done in the face of Joshua's long-standing curse and prophetic declaration, Ahab's granting of permission to build Jericho is further evidence that his basic disregard for spiritual things, whether Hiel's son were killed in the building activities or were sacrificed as foundation offering, a well-known ancient Near Eastern practice. Hiel paid a high price for disregarding Joshua's curse, which forbid the rebuilding of Jericho as a fortified city. Now, as I say, we have finished with chapter 16. I'm not going into 17 this morning. 17, again, has got 24 verses to it. We'll leave that for this evening, and we're going to be dealing some with Elijah this evening, and all, and his care by the Lord and all, and how Elijah did in his days and time. So now, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for them to have peace. But more than that, Father, I pray for all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. This land of ours, Father, that has been filled in the last few years with so much evil by those that are sitting in high places in our government. Father, I pray for them to be removed from office and replaced with those that are walking in righteousness, that loves you, loves the Lord Jesus, loves the church, loves your people, and loves this land, and will work with us to put this land back and our government back upon the foundation. And that foundation being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for Kenny. I pray for his health. And I pray you keep him safe, Father, and bring him through the problem he's now facing. And Father, Dennis Lee, I pray, Father, that Dennis will be back with us very soon. I don't know his situation, but you do. Love him, Father. Keep him and bring him back. And Father, those three in Texas, Amy and Tom and Jacob, Father, they need to be back into church also. Bobby and Millie Johnson, Father, watch over them. Keep them in health. Keep them safe so that they, Father, can return also. Now, Father, pursue Branson. Watch over her, Father. Keep her in health. For Daryl and Debbie, I pray for them, Father, to be close and to do what you expect them to do. And Father, Courtney and Shane, they need the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that the Holy Spirit can help them come out of darkness and into the light. My wife, Father, touch her. Touch her mightily. Restore that memory, that mind, Father, that the doctors taken by over-medication. Now, Father, Chris and Sam, that little family, those children, I pray for them, Father. I pray for them to get straight, stay straight, become your children. Myself, Father, I pray for more knowledge. I pray for more of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I pray for that fire anointing, Father, that anointing by fire to use me in mighty and great ways, not to pick me up and make me anything before mankind, but so I can lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, and your word, reaching those that are in need. Father, this is my prayer this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. Have a great day.